Welcome to Carouge Character, our mini-series all about Carouge, where we look at what you can do in this gorgeous city. For the past couple of winters, Carouge has combined art, light and poetry to create a magical feeling throughout the city, pulling us out of the doom and gloom and turning the grey months into enchanted moments. You may remember the colourful lanterns in the Rue Ancienne from last year. Now, they're lighting up the chestnut trees in front of the newly renovated Théâtre de Carouge, the famous flock of white origami birds about to take off has also found a new home. You'll have to walk through the narrow streets and search the skies to find them. Every year, the collection of illuminated artworks, light structures and art installations grows and is displayed in a different way to tell a new story. This year, the newcomers include a school of tropical fish, affectionately nicknamed the Grey Angels, weaving their way through the buildings of the Rue Vautier. They're the unique creation of Cédric Le Bon, who specialises in larger-than-life pieces which blend in with their surroundings during the day and come to life at night. He toys with silhouettes, shadows and transparency to blur the lines between dream and reality. On Rue Saint-Joseph, you'll find Pitaya Studios' giant metal dandelion-esque installation. True to their style, all of the studio's pieces displayed throughout the city use clean and simple forms to play with perspective. Carouge has always been about getting citizens of all ages involved and invested in their community. And this year, all six of the local schools are participating, helping with decorations and dressing up their buildings to be part of the show. At the École des Pervenches, they're teaming up with local graphic artist and illustrator Katia de Conti and offering their walls as display screens for her piece. Combining the traditional Swiss technique of paper cutting and technology, de Conti creates a world of fairy tales, inviting us to make up our own stories. And because Carouge is all about making long-lasting commitments to its community, all these installations are integrated into the city's Plan Lumière, which aims for a more responsible energy consumption. If you want to make sure not to miss a thing, you can take a guided tour of the lights and installations on Friday and Saturday nights. But the illuminated artworks aren't the only thing that make Carouge magical. There's also the Christmas market from the 10th to the 12th of December with the Musique Municipale de Carouge parading through the streets on the 11th. And you can let yourself be guided through the Vieux Carouge by the Trail of Stars paving the way. And at its heart, you'll find the ice skating rink to practice your triple axel, skate hand in hand, or simply learn how to stand up on ice skates. Once you've worked up an appetite, you can head over to Swiss Pine, an ephemeral restaurant at Place de l'Octroi. They've got all the cheesy winter delicacies, from fondue to raclette to croûte au fromage and more. Or you can warm up with a soup, snack or a crepe and sip a cold one in the ice bar. If you are taking advantage of shops staying open throughout Carouge every Sunday of December to do some Christmas shopping, you can add some holiday activities to the mix and pick out a Christmas tree with the family, send a letter to Santa, or add your wish to the wishing tree. All the information, activity schedules and updates on COVID guidelines can be found at carouge.ch/carouge magique. All links are on our website, on the front page or under Listen Again. This is Carouge Character.